we were turned out to what we term a person's reported. That means there's someone inside a building and the building itself is on fire. So we deployed three appliances to that, three fire engines. We had a total of 17 personnel who went to the scene in Dunclug. Now, once they arrived there, they put breathing apparatus teams into the building because we were told there was people inside. And as it turned out, thankfully, there was nobody inside the building, and that fire was quickly brought under control thanks to the efforts of the fire service and our personnel. Now, as we were making up to go back to station, one of our personnel came under attack with bricks and bottles. And I have to say that the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service, or the men and women who work for us, put their lives on the line to serve the community and do so willingly. And really, we don't expect to come under attack by yous. So I would appeal to those yous to stop doing that. And there needs to be a concerted attempt by the community and by parents to work out where your children are at night in youth groups to stop these attacks on our personnel.
Max, the fire itself, there's a few things I want to just pick up on there, but the fire itself, did it seem to be a serious fire?
The fire itself was well developed. That's why we had to get water onto it quickly. The property itself was badly damaged, so it was quite intense until our personnel brought under control.
And it did look like it was a group of youths then that were responsible for attacking the crew member?
Yes, I'm hearing that they were indeed used, but in other attacks over the past few days in other areas of Ballymena, some of these children are as young as 12 to 14 year olds. So I've got to appeal to the parents, know where your kids are at night and make sure that these attacks stop. Intolerable and unacceptable for our personnel who are there to serve the community.
Max, how does this affect resources whenever something like this happens?
Well, we would have those resources going to a person's reported call anyway. There's a certain number of appliances will go to certain calls. So by and large, we will turn out to a fire with three appliances if there's persons reported, and that will be as is. However, if our machines are damaged or worse, if a firefighter is injured, then that will have an immediate impact on our ability to turn out and control fires in the community.
Crew members that are going out there to serve the community, it must be quite frightening and intimidating for them to be trying to put out a fire and then, you know, come under attack like that.
Our crews are well trained and professional and can go in and knock down a fire quickly with the equipment that they have. What they're not expecting to happen is to be attacked by members of the community, and have to stress this is a very, very small element within that community, and they don't expect that to happen.